Gemara says on Daf Chaf Dasam Beis that Amarav Shiva Isis Tzrichus Shloisha Ziyunim. There are seven Isis that need to have three Ziyunim. These Tagin Veiluhen Shatnez Gates, the Isis of Shatnez Gates. And the Pasha says the Gemara is saying every time you have these Isis anywhere in the Torah, they have to have these. They need to have Tagin, and that's how the Torah says it. That this din of Shatnez Gates is anytime these Isis appear, you have to write them with Tagin. But the Rambam is chalak. The Rambam says that the Gemara doesn't mean to say every time you have these Isis, Shatnez, Gates, and they need Tagin. The Gemara is just saying there are specific times, and the Rambam has a list of them. There are certain times in the Torah where you have these letters, Shatnez, Gates, that they need Tagin, but other times they don't. So that's one machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. There's this din of Shatnez, Gates, of Tagin. Every time it appears, only in specific places. And there's another machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah as well, that the Rambam says that whenever you need to have tagging on these Isis, if you didn't write the tag, b'di'evet, it's not ma'akiv. But the Torah is chaylik, and the Torah holds it is ma'akiv b'di'evet. So two machlokesim between the Rambam and the Torah. Number one, is it ma'akiv b'di'evet or not? Number two, is it everywhere, only in specific places? And the Biskrav over here wants to learn that these two machlokesim are really be assigned in one machlokes, and there's one yesodisik machlokes going on between the Rambam and the Torah, and that is, Tali on the Echakira, if this din of tagin that we have, is it the pshat that it's like a din isef, that you have the tzuras ice, and then the Torah says, in addition to the ice, there's a din to have a tag atop of the ice. There's nothing to do with ice itself, it's a din that you do on top of the ice, in addition to the ice. Or is it pshat that the Torah is made mechadosh, that this tag is a chelik of the tzuras ice, this is how this ice is written. The tzura of the ice is not nishlam until you have the tag, and the tag mamish becomes a chelik of the ice itself. So he wants to say that that's the machlokes over here. The Torah holds that it's a chelik of the tzuras ice, and therefore the Torah says every time you have these letters, you have to do it with tagin. That's what the Gemara, how he understands the Gemara. This is a chelik of the tzuras ice. He obviously has to be everywhere. You can't say that certain times yes, certain times not. If it's a chelik of the ice, it's everywhere, and that's what the Torah says. You have to do it everywhere. Mashen Ken, the Rambam holds it's only in specific places. He holds it's not a chelik of the tzuras ice. It's a din isef. They have to put a tag on top of the ice. And Mimela, the Torah Lishitasa holds that if you don't have a tag, it's going to be makib in the oven, because if it's a chelik of the ice and you didn't do it, then you're missing in the tzuras ice. About it's going to be makib in the oven. Shenkin the Rambam Lishitasa, who holds that it's not a chelik of the tzuras ice and you don't have to do it everywhere, Mimela, he holds it's not makib in the oven because it's just a din isef, not a chelik of the ice, and therefore it won't be makib in the oven. That's the Hezbollah Biskara. And I think from the Shulchan Aruch, look how you see not like the Biskara, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the din of Shatnez Gats is everywhere, like the Tur, which Lefid Beskav would mean that he holds it's a chelik of the Tzuras Ha'is. But Midach, he said the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Aruch Chaim, Sim Lamed Vav, that if you did not make a tag, but yeah, but it's kosher. So you see that you could hold of these two things together. You could hold it, you have to do it everywhere, which Pashas means that it's a chelik of the the fact that he says it's not makib b'di'avad obviously means it's not a chelik of the tzuras ha'is, but alfa pichen he holds you have to do it everywhere, which means that you could hold like that even though it's not a chelik of the tzuras ha'is. You could hold that that was the way the lachem was seen, it was niskabel, they have to do it everywhere. So you see from the Shulchan Aruch, not like this tliya, that it's possible to split it, and it's possible to say that it's not makib b'di'avad, but alfa pichen it has to be everywhere, not like the tliya that the Briskov is saying. But in the Etzem Chakir, the Biskaram, I think from the Gemara is very much mashma that it is a chelik. It's not a chelik of the Tzuras Ha'is, because the Gemara says over here on the top of Chavtas Mabez, the Gemara says that B'shashal Allah Moshe Lamayim Matzol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Kosher Ksarim Ha'isius, who is writing these tagin Amal Lefan Rav Anushal Mim Akav Yadcha, who is holding you back. And Rashi says, what's the Shaila? He says, who's being Makav Mashi Kasavta Shata Tzarek L'Hoysef Oyin Aleim Ksarim. He's asking him, you already wrote the Torah, why do you have to add this ksarim? Go give the Torah the way it is. Now, if you say that the tagin are chelik of the tzuras ha'is, then what type of question is that? How can Moshe Rabbeinu say who's holding you back? He didn't finish the ice yet, why do you have to mashim the ice? So the chayitz mashim from the Gemara, that it's not a chelik of the ice, it's a davar na'isaf, and therefore he's saying, why do you have to do it? You have the ice, you give it like this, why is it necessary to add the tagin? So that very much is a mashim that it's not a chelik of the tzuras ha'is. And I think that the bir ha'gra in the Shulchan Aruch mamish is bringing this right from the Gemara, because it's going on the Din Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Megillah and Tafresh Sadi Aleph Sif Beis, that one sheet holds you don't need to have Tagin by Ksivas and Megillah. And he says that Svar Achreina Svile, the Tagin Lav and Gufa Ksiva, the Svar Achreina holds that the Tagin are not a Chilik of the Gufa Ksiva. And then he says, Kmesh Yakasa ben Menachesh and Matzah Akadesh Rechu Kesh Yaksarim. And he mamish quotes his Gemara. He quotes his Gemara as a mucker for the sheet who holds that the Tagin are not a Chilik of the Gufa Ksiva, and that's what he means to say. You see from the Gemara, the fact that he asked me, then obviously the Gemara holds it's not a chelik of the tzuris ice, because if it would be, then you can't ask me makav yadcha, the ice is not yet nisham. So the Gemara bepashas is mashma that it's a dinaisa, if not a chelik of the tzuris ice.